It sounds like through writing the book, your relationship with the Holy Canon has changed.
Yeah.
Can you just tell us a little bit more about that and what you feel, how you feel the reader may change his or her experience of the Holy Canon through reading your book?
Well, I've included lots and lots of quotes, some of them longer quotes and some of them little quotes, and I'm hoping that people will be inspired to, you know, go back and find the sources. I mean, there are lots of quotes. And I mean, partly for Buddhist readers, I wanted to just have more stories than the ones that we tend to be familiar with. But also, I wanted to introduce to other readers the sense that this is really quite an incredible literary treasure, leaving aside the doctrinal content. In fact, I think Buddhists need to be reminded of that as well. And for me, there have been quite a number of phases of the Pali Canon. There's an essay by T.S. Eliot talking about Ben Jonson, where he says he was damned by the praise that quenches all desire to read the book, which is, you know, how we tend to relate to these ancient tomes. And bit by bit, I've had to work quite hard to find ways into them. And I think it was really a number of things. The more I got a sense of why the Buddha was saying particular things, in other words, who he's talking to, what questions he's answering, what problems and issues he's addressing, that the doctrines became clearer to me. And I think also that there's something about simply reading a lot of it, that it starts to become less of a blur and you start to see the patterns much more within it. But, yeah, I now amazingly found it quite readable. I can sit down and read these things for pleasure, which is amazing. And I hope people pick up on that. The other thing I'll say is I think that we're getting better translators now. I'm not a Pali reader myself, so I've drawn on the translations that appeal to me most. And there are people like Rupert Gethin, who's very good. There's a little book which I really recommend called Sayings of the Buddha, which will be in the bookshop downstairs. And there's a wonderful translator called Andrew Olensky, who doesn't do very much. He just does little bits. He's a scholar in a broader sense. And I've used as much of his as I can because it's both accurate and really eloquent in a way that we haven't had. And that's a big part of it, you know, finding the right translators.